Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling the Lord's Prayer. We're just walking through the Lord's Prayer as found in Matthew chapter 6. And this Sunday, we were focusing on the statement, "Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And one of the things that I kind of walked our folks through, I didn't come up with this framework, but the way it seems that the church has kind of historically talked about your kingdom come, your will be done. And I think the way the scriptures talk about it is at least on three different levels, sort of the personal level, your kingdom coming, the kingdom of God coming in our lives. And we define the kingdom of God as not just being, one of my favorite pastors talks about this, that he says it's not just about God's realm, like his, the physical boundaries of the kingdom. It's about his rule and his reign in our lives. God's kingdom, his rule, us submitting to his authority, his kingdom coming in our lives. So at the personal level, Lord, I want your kingdom come, your will to be done in my life. In the global sense of, Lord, I want to see your kingdom growing across the world in people's hearts and lives everywhere. And so really looking at the Great Commission and the fulfilling of the Great Commission, seeing God's kingdom grow and spread across the world in people's hearts. And then in the eternal sense, in the return of Christ. And we looked at Revelation 11, where it says the kingdom of this world has now become the kingdom of our Christ and Lord. And so this idea in Revelation is that, you know, Jesus returns and it says the dwelling place of God is now with man. His kingdom comes in its fullness. And we've talked about this a lot throughout the series, the already but not yet nature of the Christian life and of the kingdom of God. Already the kingdom is here in very real ways, and not yet has Jesus returned and brought the kingdom in all its fullness. Now, what I want to do right now is I want to focus on just that personal side of it and just lead us into some prayer time around praying the kingdom in our own lives. The second part of it says, you know, your kingdom come, your will be done. And I think about Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane in the most difficult moment of his life, where he is facing down the cross and he's about to be spit on and mocked and tortured and executed. And not only that, the physical pain, but he's about to bear the weight of sin, to take our sins upon himself. And he's praying in the garden and he says, you know, Father, if there's any other way, but yet, then he says this, not my will be done, but your will be done. He's submitting himself to the will of the Father. And that's a model for all of us. As we think about our Christian life, we're saying, Lord, I want you to reign in my life. Your will be done, not my will be done. And so I told our folks, you know, in praying, your kingdom come, your will be done, we're really learning to pray, Lord, make me more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. I want your will to be done in my life, your kingdom to come in my life. I want my life to reflect more of Christ, more of him and less of me. The old person dying, the new person coming to life in Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, the way Paul puts it in Galatians. And so I want to lead us into a time of prayer where we're just praying that, Father, may the kingdom come in my life personally. To pray, God, make me more like Jesus. And so I'm gonna start, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and pray this personally. Father, I do pray this in my own life. Would your kingdom come and your will be done? You say on earth as it is in heaven, and since I'm on earth, Lord, in my life as it is in heaven, I want to do the will, your will, Father. I want you first, to seek first the kingdom and trust you with everything else in my life. God, help me to be more like Christ. Shape me into the image of Jesus. And God, I pray for everybody listening that this would be true in us. Your kingdom come, your will be done in us as it is in heaven. And God, make us more like your Son. By the power of your Holy Spirit, we ask it in Jesus' name. Take some time now to pray that personally, just in your own life.